Then he hopped across it until he came to a deep hole or pit in the middle. He wondered what this was for and stopped at the brink of it to look down. It was a bare empty pit with no sign of a trap near it. Suddenly, from behind, there came a rush of small feet, and Mr. Fox shouted aloud, "Now I've got you, Bumper!" So swiftly had Mr. Fox jumped out of the bushes that Bumper had merely a second to think. He couldn't retreat, for Mr. Fox was immediately behind him. There seemed to be only one thing to do. He took a flying leap across the pit, hoping to reach the other side in safety. But it was a wide pit. No rabbit could hop across it. Bumper would never have tried it if he hadn't been excited. He missed the other side by a yard and tumbled straight into the pit. He landed on the bottom with a thump and then looked up. Mr. Fox was grinning down at him. "I thought you'd do that," he said. "That's why I waited until you were looking in the pit. Your curiosity will cost you dearly, Bumper."
"But Mr. Fox, the truce isn't up yet," pleaded Bumper. "Surely you won't break your word of honor."
"No," grinned the fox. "I won't break my word, but I'll keep you here until morning and then breakfast off you. That wouldn't be breaking my word."
"I don't intend to stay in here until morning," replied Bumper.
"How'll you get out?" laughed the fox. Bumper tried jumping up the side of the pit, but every time he failed, Mr. Fox rolled over and laughed. He couldn't jump up the sides any more than he could leap across the pit, and Mr. Fox knew it. But in one corner, Bumper spied a small hole which the water had made in the soft earth. The pit was drained through this hole, and Bumper immediately saw a way of escape. What he should have done was to race for the hole the moment he discovered it, but he hesitated until Mr. Fox's keen eye saw it too. With a snarl of rage, the fox reared on his hind feet, and when Bumper started for the mouth of the hole, he leaped into the pit. He reached the corner first and blocked the hole.
"Ho ho," he laughed. "You thought you'd get out that way. Well, I'm going to watch at this hole until morning, and then I'll catch you and eat you for breakfast."
Bumper retreated to the other side of the pit. He looked all around for another way out, but not finding any, he squatted down in the corner to think. Mr. Fox sat down in front of the hole and licked his chops. He could afford to keep his word and not attack Bumper until the 2 days were up, for Bumper was a prisoner. But pretty soon along came Sneaky the Wolf. He sniffed around and, smelling Mr. Fox, came and looked down the pit.
"Good morning, Mr. Fox," he said politely. "What are you doing down there?"
Now, the sight of Sneaky alarmed the fox. He dreaded the wolf as much as Bumper feared the fox. He had an unpleasant idea that he would have great difficulty in getting out of the pit.
"I was taking a nap, Mr. Wolf," he replied in a trembling voice.
"Then I think I'll come down and take one with you, Mr. Fox."
"Oh no, please don't," pleaded Mr. Fox. "You know the truce isn't up yet, Sneaky."
"No, but it will be in the morning. I can afford to wait until then for my breakfast." And with that, Sneaky leaped down into the pit. He trotted around, grinning and nodding his head.
"What's behind you, Mr. Fox?" he asked, coming closer.
"Oh, a hole. You thought you could escape through that. If you don't mind, I'll watch there until morning." Mr. Fox took the hint and jumped away. He ran around the pit and made a few desperate efforts to leap out of it, but he couldn't more than reach 3/4 of the way up. Bumper watched him in silence, and Sneaky grinned at every failure and shouted with glee,
"Try it again, Mr. Fox. If you don't succeed at first, try again."
The jeering of Sneaky alarmed Mr. Fox so that he tried again and again to scramble out of the pit. Then he sneaked off in a corner to think. Right then, when Sneaky was so sure of his morning's breakfast, Loop the Lynx came along.